Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3082, Remember to Slam the Door Behind You, by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. Without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Remember to Slam the Door Behind You, by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. Stop leaving doors open. Start burning bridges. There's an idea that keeping doors open is inherently good. I've written before about how obsession with options can blind you to opportunities. I'm going to make an even stronger claim. Not only do you need to stop looking for so many options, you should begin actively slamming doors to ensure you can never again walk through them. If you know a door leads you to a life that would make you unhappy, shut it. If you peek through a particular portal and seen something that makes you a little dead inside, slam the door and burn it behind you. Otherwise, you might be tempted to go through it later if someone dangles the right price in front of you. You might be tempted to say yes to something you hate, which might be the saddest of all fates. I've met a number of young people who spent a summer interning in Washington, D.C., and told me after the experience that they hate the entire political scene and would never want to become one of those people. Many of these same young people, when the fantasy land of subsidized education comes to a close and the need for a steady job begins to weigh on them, confide things like, I can't publish that blog post or I would never get hired by Policy Group X in DC. They're careful not to burn bridges just in case. But if the bridge takes you someplace you know you don't want to go, burning it should be a top priority. There's a reason Odysseus had himself tied to the mast. How many people live lives they hate because they couldn't say no to the salary? How many wallow in misery because they left the door open too long? How many knew a particular path wouldn't make them happy, but they failed to cut off the option, and when push came to shove, they couldn't say no to the status or short-term gains in the moment of weakness? Go try things, lots of things. Be open-minded before you try something. The minute you stumble on something you hate, slam the door, cut off your return route. Realistically, you're not likely to arrive at a life you love by picking the one thing that's perfect for you and going at it. Instead, try stuff and shut down everything that's not it. Arrive at the good life by eliminating the bad. I've written about this frequently and it's something of a life motto for me. Just don't do stuff you hate and the rest is fair game. I have a friend who says the only reason he does what he does is because there's nothing else in the world he can stand or is good at. It might not sound noble to you, but I think this is one of the best reasons to do something that I can think of. Some of the best entrepreneurs admit they have to keep starting companies if for no other reason than they hate being an employee so much. Find what you love by getting to the point where there's nothing else left. If you keep slamming doors behind you, it'll be easier to narrow your field of options. Eventually, all that's left will be perfect for you. As soon as you realize something makes you dead inside, saps your energy, or kills your joy, make an escape plan and get out of there ASAP. It doesn't matter to where, just anywhere but the bad place. As soon as you realize it again, move on again. It might take 2 days, it might take 5 years. It can be hard to exit a bad situation. But when you know it's not working, blaze a trail and don't leave breadcrumbs. Maybe you'll die with an incredibly wide range of things still on your list of potentially good ways to spend your life. Maybe by age 20, there'll be almost nothing left. It's different for everyone. But if you're like most, you never could have found your bliss or passion if you set out or treated everything as perpetually possible. You only find it by slamming doors on what is not. This is going to sound repetitive, but it bears repetition. Don't do stuff you don't like doing. Not only don't do it, don't even leave yourself in a position where you're tempted to. If you discover you hate law 1 month into an internship or 3 years into law school, stop right there. Leaving the door open, finishing just in case, is the surest way to end up with a life that bores you. Yeah, I realized I don't like law, but I can always fall back on a life I'm guaranteed to dislike if nothing else works out. If you leave yourself the option, you'll take it. Close the door and burn it. You know what's behind it. There's no question. Everything else may or may not lead you to happiness, but not this. You know it sucks. Leave the other doors open until you peek through, but not the one you know is wrong. Knowledge of what you dislike is profoundly valuable, but only if you act on it. Inaction, not doing those things, is often not enough. You need to prevent yourself from ever doing them. This is not about being closed-minded or rushing to judgment. Be open-minded about what may or may not make you happy. You might be surprised. Take the time to try things out. Don't just look at some stupid career guide or a list of college majors and claim you know what's a good fit. But once you've tested something and you really know you hate it, slam the door. The more possibilities you can eliminate quickly, the faster you'll get to a life you love. You just listened to the post titled, "Remember to Slam the Door Behind You," by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Isaac is the founder of Praxis and currently an advisor to that company. Isaac definitely has a unique perspective from the idea of Praxis to this blog post. You can see he challenges the norm. It's common to want and to advise others to leave the door open. I'm sure you've done that or advised a friend or family member to do the same. Kind of like, no, you never know, or just in case. But he makes a good point. It can be hard to get out of a bad situation, and when we finally do get out, it can be good to shut the door on it. Of course, everything isn't black and white. There's going to be lots of gray area here. But when you get yourself into a situation that you know you shouldn't be in, definitely consider closing that door permanently. You can save yourself a lot of heartache in the future. And with that, let's wrap up the Sunday episode. Shut the door on this one. Not really. You can always come back and listen. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.